AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. After the mass shootings in Colorado and Virginia this week, President Biden says he'll push Congress to enact more gun control measures. Correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Six people killed in a Southeast Virginia Walmart, five dead in Colorado Springs in just a week. And President Biden says more must be done to prevent these killings from taking place.
The idea we still allow semi-automatic weapons to be purchased is sick.
He tells reporters he'll take it to Congress, even though the session's almost over. Meanwhile, the president reached out to the owners of Club Q in Colorado Springs, offering support and condolences. While a worker at the Virginia Walmart, whose life was spared, says she doesn't think the victims were randomly chosen.
He was going hunting. He was picking people out.
Jesse Wilcheski, on the job just 5 days, says the gunman aimed at her and then told her to run. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In Ukraine, the latest Russian missile strikes are forcing people to fill water bottles from public spigots and rain spouts while repair teams work to reconnect power and water. Back in this country, Mike Hempen reports New York's Adult Survivors Act is temporarily lifting the state's usual deadlines for suing over sexual assault.
Sex crime victims who miss deadlines associated with statute of limitations now have a second chance to file a lawsuit. A window for such suits will open for 1 year, after which the usual time limits will be reinstated. At least hundreds of lawsuits are expected, including many filed by women who say they were assaulted by co-workers, prison guards, medical providers, or others.
Writer E. Jean Carroll, who accused former President Trump of rape, has filed an upgraded lawsuit against him. And new Twitter owner Elon Musk says he's granting amnesty for suspended accounts. This is AP News. Thanksgiving Day football got started in Detroit, where the Bills needed a late rally to edge the Lions in a thriller.
Tyler Bass boots a 45-yard field goal with 2 seconds left as the Bills hang on to beat the Lions 28-25 on Thanksgiving Day. Bass's heroics were made necessary after he missed an extra point late in the fourth quarter, which allowed Lions kicker Michael Badgley to tie the game on a 51-yarder with 23 seconds left.
Sometimes you do everything that you right, and sometimes you just get unlucky. We got unlucky, but we have a great group of guys that support me and have my back, and I was able to reset and focus on the next kick.
Josh Allen put Bass in a position to win the game, orchestrating a 48-yard drive spurred by a 36-yard pass to Stephon Diggs. The Bills improved to 8-3, while the Lions dropped to 4-7. Denny Kapp, Detroit.
The other two games today have the Cowboys hosting the New York Giants in Dallas and the New England Patriots visiting the Minnesota Vikings in the late game. At the World Cup, Switzerland over Cameroon, Uruguay, South Korea a draw, Portugal over Ghana, and Brazil beat Serbia. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.